Well, if we're spending you know, trillions of dollars to maintain a military that is fighting overseas, we're not going to have $1 trillion to spend on education for the people of this country. We're not going to have money to spend on healthcare and jobs. So it should be no surprise to students that we see these tuition hikes and budget cuts to our schools, because the money's not there, it's going to fight a war for over a decade.
But it's not just reining in wasted funding. Hastings was only 10 years old when the war in Afghanistan started in 2001. He said the ongoing occupation of other countries is turning American youth into a bunch of bullies.
Our policy implicitly is to go overseas and provide our own interests, and so that's going to reflect on not only international culture, but our culture here is going to be a culture of domination over the oppressed, and, you know, our interests are the best interests for the world, you know.
Hillsborough Community College student Walt Byers agreed with the notion that military command is trying to strong-arm the rest of the world into doing things the American way.
The end game of U.S. success is to project its power throughout the world in order to enforce economic policies that murder millions of people every year.
Members of the group yelled out staggering statistics about civilian deaths in occupied countries, U.S. soldier casualties, and rampant post-traumatic stress and suicide cases among returning soldiers. Byers said people in the U.S. military would still have plenty of ways to make a living without the armed forces and be better off for it.
If we build up a movement that's strong enough to end the war and really resist the American ruling class's imperialism, that movement's going to be strong enough to shift resources from military to employ people in productive venues that improve society.
No justice, no peace, no war in the Middle East.
No justice, no.
The group of only 10 student activists drew a crowd at USF Tampa's Cooper Hall as they took turns shouting war statistics into a bullhorn. But after, they marched, without the onlookers, to the CW Bill Young ROTC building across campus. SDS's Hastings was approached by another student as they began to march.
What do the ROTC people in that building, who are students just as yourself, how are they funding a war that you and me are against?
The student who approached him was Michelle Plaisas, a freshman at USF. Plaisas was born in Colombia and said he's seen the effects of both war and bad government.
I was concerned that it was just going to be an anti-military rally, which I don't agree with because I come from a military family, and I personally know, as they say, the pain that those families go through. So I wanted to make sure that instead of just going against the military, that they were truly going against what's happening with our current government.
By the time the group reached the ROTC building, Plaisas was asking how he could get involved with the group. He began nodding in agreement as SDS member Danielle Lepo talked about the building's namesake, U.S. Congress member Bill Young. Lepo cited a recent report that Young is speaking out against the war in Afghanistan after he received several letters from a deployed soldier who was later killed in action. Lepo said Young is doing too little, too late.
He claims on his website that he supports these programs and these initiatives, but his voting record actually is completely opposite of what his website is saying. So I just find it a little suspicious that, considering you know, we have the elections coming up pretty shortly, it just seems a little bit convenient that all of a sudden he's sort of changing his position, I think, in an effect to maybe soften his image. Maybe he wants to attempt to appear more empathetic, but I think that most people aren't really going to fall for that, actually.
The anti-war efforts by the activist group are nonpartisan. SDS's Hastings claims the Obama administration has done less to stop American-led violence in other countries than the two-term Bush administration. He said people need to get involved in their schools and communities to draw attention to what's happening overseas, because electing a president won't necessarily change anything.
So whether you see George Bush or Barack Obama, we can certainly draw differences between these two people, but when it comes to imperialism and, you know, U.S. Domination, they have the same attitude and they have the same mentality to keep the U.S. power structure alive and maintain our economic interests all over the world.